the term responsible investing does get thrown around quite a lot when you're talking about ethical financial choices, but what does it really mean?
Yeah, you're right, and it captures a whole lot of jargon and a whole lot of different investing strategies underneath that term, and we've all heard of ethical investing or socially responsible investing or impact investing, but effectively what it means is that the majority of investors now understand that there are sustainability issues and environmental issues and social issues that are impacting investment returns, and ultimately that companies out there on the stock exchange, if they're not managing these sustainability issues, not managing their employees, their community, then they're ultimately not going to make good investments for these investment funds. And so there's this general understanding in our investment communities that to do investment well, you've got to really think about sustainability issues, environment issues, social issues, to understand all your investment returns. So I guess what that means is there's doesn't mean that the majority of investors are all of a sudden turned ethical, but that they understand that there's more that's driving investment returns than just what's found in the financial statements of these companies.
Yeah, right. And I guess if 55% of all Australian investments were counted as responsible in 2017, are we being too lax maybe in how we define responsible investing?
Yeah, well, I reckon there's sort of deeper responsible investing and lighter responsible investing. So there's those who are doing it just purely to avoid investment risks. But what's really kind of underpinning some of these growth in numbers is that there's a whole lot of consumers and Australians who are increasingly hassling their super funds and their banks and their fund managers to say, hey, I don't want my retirement savings to be invested in a way that causes harm and that supports industries that I don't like. And so that's kind of probably been one of the biggest drivers here, is that finally Australians, consumers, us are all asking our super funds to invest in a way that doesn't do damage, that doesn't support tobacco and weapons investing and child labour and breaching human rights. I think that's a really important message that's coming through to finance finally from Australians.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm specifically interested in what's called sustainability themed investing. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entails as well?
Yeah, sure. So, ethical investing more broadly has generally started from a place of saying, well, let's avoid investing in really harmful activities. Let's not support companies in gambling or tobacco or weapons manufacturing. Where this is kind of moving to is it's going one step beyond just avoiding harmful stuff and saying, well, how do I actually get my investments to support really positive, more sustainable companies, businesses, industries? And so we're seeing this big growth in this segment that we're calling sustainability-themed investing, where investors are increasingly saying, what are the kinds of companies that are going to be the strong growth industries for the 21st century as opposed to, last century's big industries? So we're seeing a lot of investments flowing into renewable energy, flowing into medical and healthcare companies, flowing into technology stocks. And so as a result, you've seen this big surge in these sustainability-themed investors, particularly those who are really thinking about climate change tends to be a big part of this. So they'll be investing in renewable energy or even sustainable agriculture, green property funds, and lower carbon investments generally. So it's become a really big part of this whole industry's growth.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like they can have a very positive impact on these investments through investing through these sustainable companies. And now the sustainability theme ones, how do those investments actually affect the environmental sustainability as well?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. And I think where we really push companies who are claiming to be doing in sustainability-themed investing, we're saying to them, well, you really need to be answerable to exactly that question. To say, well, what is the measurable outcome or the impact that you've achieved from these investments? And are you actually improving business performance? And so increasingly you will see super funds reporting on the positive impact they've had. So, for example, there are a few funds out in the marketplace now who will say, we've invested in X number of megawatt hours of renewable energy produced, or we've invested in companies that have saved thousands of litres of water or have reduced greenhouse gas emissions. And so increasingly they're being more accountable to actually being able to quantify and report back to their members on the actual impact they've had. So I think that's really important. And certainly we sort of tell the investment community that you need to be able to do this if you're going to expect consumers to kind of believe this and fully support this area as well.
Yeah, I can imagine there'd be quite a lot of elements that go into those kind of investments. And I guess a lot of the time as well, we dismiss our investments as out of sight, which thus out of mind as well. But what role do we as consumers, I should say, need to play in environmentally sustainable investing?
Well, it's the most critical role, ultimately, because there's this huge industry out there in finance. I mean, all being paid by the fees they're gaining from all of us as Australians having compulsory superannuation. So, and as having a superannuation account, that means you're ultimately invested in companies through the share market, and you are owners of those companies. And so it's so important that we are all, as consumers, making sure our super is invested in a way that's in line with our own beliefs. And ideally, if we have a great concern about the future sustainability of this planet and about fairness and human rights and all these kinds of elements, then we should absolutely be speaking to our super fund and asking them questions as to how they're considering these issues. And I think what's really pleasing is if your super fund's not considering these issues, well, there's plenty out there that are today. And so what we've been seeing is that people are much more willing to move their money. And we're seeing that people are moving their super fund accounts towards fund managers and superannuation funds who are much more proactive and doing really great stuff in sustainability areas.
Yeah, and I can imagine once people have got their money in, I guess, a really sustainable superannuation kind of fund, they'd be able to sleep a little bit better at night as well. So
totally. It was pretty nice to get a report from a super fund that says you've invested in renewable energy plants and you've supported great new medical technologies that are helping people in the developing world and you've avoided child labour. And, you know, that's a great thing to be able to achieve whilst building your retirement savings and getting good investment returns as well.
Well, let's hope that the term responsible investing and the money associated actually grows next year as well and just continues to grow and gets the theme gets out there to people wanting to invest their money. Thank you so much, Simon, for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. Cheers.